I want to give you a word that the Lord, I want your man standing. You can get your pad or whatever you want that the Lord gave me in prayer time about tonight, okay? I was praying in the Spirit, and I heard the Lord say, lay it close. I said to him, how close you want me to lay it, Lord? He said to me, lay it close. I said, what do you mean? He said, make it plain, ponder the path of supernatural help, and I will do the rest. Amen. All I need are people who are ready to receive. I'm about to clear many things up. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Health has been a puzzling factor in the church. We've been just as puzzled as people who are not born again. Apostolically, prophetically, the Lord wants to clear that up. We should know.
Yes, sir.
And we should know how to protect ourselves and how to be an example to everybody else. So he said, make it plain, ponder the paths of supernatural health. Supernatural health, you heard it? He said, I'll do the rest. All I need is people who are ready to receive. Anybody here tonight?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to clear many things up that have been trapping my people for a long time. These are moments of triumph, and I raise many of you for this hour. Did you hear that? There's no telling how many years there is in here. God been training us for this hour that we know how to walk in health.
Yes, sir.
Properly. These are moments of triumph, and I have raised many of you for this hour. Flowing is the only condition necessary for the path is already set. Get ready for massive victories.
Amen.
In healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. get ready for massive victory in healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. You may be seated. On last night, we dealt with the prophetic. Tonight, we're going to deal with the apostolic. And then we may flip back to the prophetic, because I don't believe it's over tonight. I just, unless you give me okay, but I ain't giving me no okay. And he's quiet, I'm good quiet. So, for your notes, know you'll be dealing with apostolic help, grace, and wisdom. Apostolic help, grace, and wisdom. 2 Peter. Peter, an apostle. 2 Peter. Make a note of this before we read. Your help lives in the realm of the spirit, controlling the realm of the flesh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You cannot control sickness and disease in the flesh. Therefore, you must not yield to facts in the flesh. Always permit your faith in the spirit to change the facts in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
The spirit operates by truth, not facts. The spirit own it.
sir.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Facts is just trying to take something that does not belong to it. And flesh cooperate with it. Now, in reading this text, I've been saying to you, and I'm saying it to you, I'll be saying it to you in all this meeting, that we can't see the Bible historically or become familiar with scriptures. Because you're not going to get nothing. You get familiar. But if you yield and open to the Spirit, and every moment, every few moments, Salah. And pause, and you just watch how I minister tonight. Pause and get a spirit time to get you tuned in.
Yes, sir.
We got to skip emotion.
Yeah.
We got to skip excitement.
Yes, sir.
And let the real move of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because we're dealing with a monster in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
80 to 90% of the body of Christ sick. They're taking some kind of pill.
Yes, sir.
Some of them hide them, but they got them.
Yes, sir.
But in love, without condemnation, we need to step off in revelation of our health.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And we need to be able to share with anybody who got a problem
yep.
the revelation of how to get free.
Yes, sir.
So whatever I say, you better know I love you.
Yes, sir.
And you better know that I'm here for you.
Yes, sir.
And you better know that God is going to speak to us.
Yes, sir.
So listen very carefully to these scriptures, because I don't want you to be familiar with them, because divine substance will make itself available if the Spirit is received properly.
Yes, sir.
Divine, God, divine presence will flood this place and begin to minister to people by this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That may not have been ministered to before. When God see you have your dependency on something or someone else, he'll back and watch you. And so what we are here, this remnant tonight, to get into a zone of understanding that health become natural to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You get to the point and ask sickness, where you come from? wrong place.
Yes, sir.
Wrong address.
Wrong place.
Say wrong address.
Wrong address.
Wrong body.
Wrong body.
So Simon Peter, first chapter, first verse, is serving an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And then he goes on in verse 2 and says, grace and peace. Thank God for grace.
Thank God for grace.
Thank God for peace.
Thank God for peace.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. How?
Through the knowledge of God.
And of Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
Knowledge of God, knowledge of Jesus. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Knowledge of God and knowledge of Jesus. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, he goes on to say, according to his, what kind of power?
Divine.
Underline that. Divine power. You have divine power always working on your health.
Yes, sir.
Divine power, supernatural power.
Yes, sir.
Say divine power.
Divine power.
You see, we can't just look over those words.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What kind of power?
Divine.
Divine power. I mean, not no regular power,
yes,
not man power.
Yes, sir.
Divine power.
Divine power.
See, you got to say that. You got to recognize you in a zone of no impossibilities.
Yes, sir.
When you operate and function and yield to that power.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So divine power is always available for my health.
Yes, sir. Divine power is always available for my health.
So answer this question for me. Who can stop you from being healthy if divine power is available to you? Now, in a few moments, you're going to see something else. Divine power going to start dancing with divine nature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you designed by God to operate in divine power because God has placed in you his divine nature. Make note of that. We're going to get down to it about divine power and divine nature. We'll get to it. But I sense there's another realm of health God wants you to walk in. And he only is going to be a remnant in the body of Christ because the body of Christ has been, this has been hidden from the body of Christ. That's why he called his meeting.
Yes, sir.
So he says in verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. That's a powerful verse.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what verse 4 says. Watch verse 4. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See now, the church, you read that and nobody get excited. Because it been normalized to a certain degree, and it got to be fresh every time you hear it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whereby given to us exceeding great and precious promises. It got the apostle telling us what God have done for us.
Yes, sir.
Those great and precious promises are not dead.
No,
no, sir.
No, sir.
But it takes faith to stir them up.
Yes, sir.
That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. How many partakers of the divine nature?
Yes, sir.
Having, all right, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm just enjoying reading the scripture.
Yes,
and besides it's giving all diligence, here's something, add to your faith. Now, 6 or 7 things he talked about, add to your faith. What? Then he get to the ninth voice. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Let's read the 8th voice. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor untruthful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's think about releasing the authority of your divine nature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I say?
Releasing the authority of my divine nature.
See, this apostolic health, grace, and wisdom, that's what it's all about. Releasing the authority of your divine nature. But there are so many, listen to me, substitutes.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir. That's right.
That have been put in place for the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, for our health, we operate more in the sense realm than we operate in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
But that's over.
It's over. Yes, sir.
That's what this meeting about.
Yes, sir.
If you start operating that divine nature properly, you're going to see manifestations that the church has not seen for many years.
Amen.
Sickness and disease are a flesh hell. Yes. It's Satan building his hell in your body. And he don't have the authority to do it. He has to have your cooperation because you're greater than him. He can't be dropping this package. You can't be dropping these packets off at my house.
Yeah. Right.
You can't be dropping this off in my body. I'm greater than you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But But all the substitutes that the system and Satan and the secular world has provided for us have caused us to lower our degrees of power.
Yes,
we hit a rise them back up.
Yes.
You got it in you.
Yes.
The Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. What are you telling us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I say it to you, I'll say it again tonight, and with no fear, no trembling. Ephesians 4:11 has to be right before Ephesians 4:12 can manifest. Good God.
Right.
We got to have people up here in this pulpit.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if it's male or female. Just be anointed.
Yes,
sir. Not afraid to tell God people, thus saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Take what is rightfully yours.
Yes, sir.
Sickness and disease are a flesh hell. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody suffer. I've been pastoring 47 years. I've seen some people suffering. Good people who know how to pray, know how to praise him and love him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Such suffering.
Yeah.
Lord, I need to take charge of my health, faith. Then the question was proposed, do you know how to stir up your divine nature faith for your health? Do you know how to stir up the exceeding great and precious promises? Do you know how to stir up that divine nature for your health? See, that divine nature, we're going to go to Romans in a few moments. Romans chapter 8. See, you got your flesh can't be in charge of your health.
No,
the spirit got to be in charge of your health.
Yes, sir.
You are anointed to be healthy. Say it, I'm anointed to be healthy. I call my health right now. Now you know some religious person here, they'll say, oh, you're telling them people that. That's what they're supposed to hear.
Yes, sir.
Not the other stuff, go to 9 other people instead of going to God.
Right.
We need to come to grip with the fact that we got power.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm anointed. Say it.
I'm anointed.
For help.
For help.
Now.
Now.
Sickness and disease are flesh prison.
Yes, sir.
It put your sickness put your flesh in prison. Bad health in the body of Christ is a flesh problem. Oh, yeah. Turn to Romans 8. It's a flesh problem. Turn to Romans 8. It's a flesh problem.
Yes, sir.
We establish that fact. It's a flesh problem.
Yes, sir.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it described all failure and all success. I say describe all failures and all in that 8th chapter of Romans.
Yeah.
It's telling you whether you're living in the spirit or you're living in the flesh, whether you're living in the mind or the spirit or a carnal mind.
Yes, sir.
And that's why our health, we're robbed of our health, even though we're carrying the Bible, we're quoting scriptures, but we don't tarry long enough to get in the spirit.
Right.
And speak with authority.
Yes. Yeah.
Thus say the Lord.
Thus said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thus said the Lord.
And
when you say it, it's God speaking through you.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
All hell must bow.
Yes. Yes.
When you speak in your power, in your anointing,
yes,
as a living child of God.
Yes, sir.
all sickness, all disease are in fear tonight.
Glory to God.
All demons
who
back sickness up are in fear tonight because we might just get a revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And once you get a revelation, you can move
over
all the power of the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. Can I get a hallelujah on that? So the sickness in your body is in fear right now. Why? Because it knows that God is in the house. It knows that Jesus is in the house. He knows that the Holy Spirit is in the house. Miracles, signs, and wonders are in the house. Oh, and all we got to do is chant long enough. The anointing going to hit this place in a few minutes. I said, the anointing going to hit this place in a few minutes. What? Oh, my goodness. All you got to do is tarry a little while. The Holy Ghost is ready to come in and do some things and make everything alive.
Yes, sir. Everything. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bad health is in the body of Christ is a flesh problem. Here in Romans 8, and I have to read it a bit here, Romans 8, because there's some powerful things there. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not out, there you go, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm saying every sick person in this room, online, you're walking after the flesh. Oh, man. See, now, I'm ready to go. Now, I'm ready to go. You're telling me I'm walking out of the flesh. You see?
Right.
Come on. It's somewhere the flesh done got involved.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again. If you got any sickness in your body, somewhere the flesh have tricked you to not know who you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what you're doing tonight, you're going to reverse it.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to speak in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And you see, Jesus said you shall know the truth.
Uh-huh.
Not just so you know the truth.
Yes, sir.
And the truth set you free. So when you know the truth, fact don't mean nothing. Because it's subject to change any moment.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting people to get healed in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting people to get healed on the line tonight, in their home, wherever they are, to get healed. I'm expecting the glory to come, man.
Sir.
I'm expecting God to do something in here. Something that he'd been designed to do for a long time, to have a healthy church. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. Well, where sickness and disease come from?
Law of sin
and death. Talk to me. Law of sin and death. I'm free from that. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And you know, some of us, we patronize sickness. We just play with it. We just you know, say, yeah, I got this, you know, just talk about it.
Yeah, right.
No, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
They do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. Carnally minded. And to be spiritually minded is two type of mind. It's life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
Yes,
if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Yes.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not, how many of y'all got the Spirit of Christ in you?
Yes,
all right, if Christ be in you, The body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life because of righteousness. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11. Come on, sir. Look at verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Be quickened. Go ahead and receive. Don't be afraid. Be quickened. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be quickened by the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost heal everybody up in you. He had no respect to disease. Time don't mean nothing to him. Because he's the eternal spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. Sit down. The answer to good health is a divine solution. That's what we read in 2 Peter. It's a divine solution. Let me compare the two. Bad health of the body of Christ is a flesh problem. And then I said, the next thing I said, the answer to good health is a divine solution.
Yes.
Flesh problem, divine solution.
Yes.
Amen. Huh? Say it, flesh problem, divine solution. Could it be we've been trying to deal with a satanic flesh problem with flesh material? Oh, we say it a prayer. But we're more dependent over here.
Yes, sir.
That must change tonight.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. That must change tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. That must change tonight. You must see this.
Yes,
you must see yourself well.
Yes, sir.
You must see yourself not suffering.
Yes, sir.
You must see yourself strong.
Yes, sir.
You must see yourself delivered.
Yes, yes.
You must see yourself free.
Yes, sir.
You got to praise God before you feel it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I say? You got to praise God. You got to praise him because you trust him.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to see nothing. I know it's there.
Yes, sir.
I got it right now.
You
see, it's not that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. So then he said this to me. Turn to John 7. John 7, 37. He said, tell them to get ready to flow in rivers of health.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Rivers.
So, oh my, I heard it, Lord. You don't have to fight for your health. You flow in your health. We've been we've been fighting. No, you don't have to fight. Flow in it. It's already finished.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody my health already finished. And ask them, what the hell are you going to do about it? No, y'all scared to ask them that. Huh? Y'all scared. What the hell, your flesh is already finished. What the hell are you going to do about it? It's already finished.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get all holy. Y'all don't want to do that. Y'all don't. I want you to ask that for a reason. I want to ask that for a reason because that's going to come back at you. You'll never forget that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
They say, out of your belly, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Look at the next word. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, listen, of living health.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tell two people, my health is alive.
My health is alive.
In me, right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My health
is alive
in me, right now. He that believeth on me, you believe, right?
I believe.
As the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So out of me is flowing rivers of living health.
Amen.
I prophesy over myself. Go to the next verse. But this speak here of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost is not yet given. My God. My God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. You're being called by God to frame your help with and through the God kind of faith. Notice Hebrews 11 and 3. You can frame your help. I like that verse. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So if the world was framed by the word of God, I must be able to frame my help with the same word. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So he's asking us to frame our help with the word of God. And don't pay no attention to facts. See, facts are Satan's bluff to replace the truth. But when truth comes, fact can't stay. So no matter what you're feeling tonight, no matter what you were told by your ancestors, it's a brand new day. It's a day of revelation. It's a day of anointing. It's a day of understanding. Yeah. It's a day of miracles and signs and wonders. It's time for us to walk in what God has already provided for us. It's time for us to stop playing church and start crying and just jumping and running around. It's time for us to manifest.
Yes, sir. It's time for us to manifest. Yes, sir.
The world needs to see us manifest.
Yep.
The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting on us.
Wait.
I'm ready to manifest. You ready to manifest? My goodness. My goodness. All sickness, say this with me. And diseases
are being shut down
in my body
by
a strong anointing.
Now
look at Isaiah 10:27. Why we read these scriptures?
Come on.
Isaiah 10:27. What are we going to do with the scripture? What are we going to do with Isaiah 10:27, Luke 4:18?
Yeah.
In Luke 4:18, Jesus covered everything.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with them? We're just going to read them?
Yes,
and it shall come to pass in that day. I believe this today. That his burden should be taken from off thy shoulders. What can be a greater burden than cancer?
Yeah.
Than heart problem and then rheumatism and arthritis and high blood pressure.
Yeah.
You can't even move around.
Yeah. Come on,
and his yoke from off thy neck.
Yes, sir.
And the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing.
Yes, sir.
You see, now you in reading that verse, the registration of another verse come up, Acts 10:38.
Yes, sir.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who oppress of the devil.
Yes, sir.
Well, healing all.
Yes, sir.
So is the Holy Ghost still here?
Yes, sir.
Is Jesus still here?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Is Jesus living in you?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost living in you?
Yes, sir.
That a yoke go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
But you have to activate it. And you can't let nobody else take the place of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help, grace, and wisdom. I wrote, dry bone is like dead organs in your body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I got to deal with a few things here. Sit down. I got to deal with a few things here to educate you. God's people, and I want you to recall some of this. God's people must get a chance to see the destruction of sickness and disease and the production of health side by side. Now, this rubs spiritual people wrong, but I'm going to rub you wrong. God's first desire for man was plant-based eating. To flow with the system he made in man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Yes, sir. So a lot of disagreeable eating is giving Satan the right to harm your body.
Yes, sir.
No, my flesh don't want to hear that either. You know, I got flesh just like you, you know. It don't want to hear that. But yet I got it recorded in Genesis chapter. Turn to Genesis. Turn it. It's recorded. And it said, I don't want to get in trouble with God. He told me, I got to tell you all this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because if you don't hear this, you're not going to get it. I'm getting you off death row.
Yes, sir.
Now, anybody in their right mind want to get off death row? See, it's too much proof. Doctors who have had heart attack, doctors, and wouldn't go their route, and found them a doctor in nutrition.
Right.
And not a doctor, 87, he had it when he was 41, he's 87 now.
Yes, sir.
Right.
It's too much proof.
Right.
Too much proof.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Do not let your fork be more powerful than the sword. The word of God is the sword of the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And don't let your feeling take you over. Yeah. Walk by faith.
Yeah.
Every person in here in a range of about 3 months can be totally healed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Everyone. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see, now all these years I've been ministering, 47 years, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I'm praying, laying hand, putting all on people. Mm-hmm. But if you're gonna go and do the same thing.
Right.
I don't have many hallelujahs right now, but but I'm gonna stick with it a few minutes.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Truth.
Truth.
Truth, yeah. Truth. What? All right. What you been putting in your mouth? And then what you know about it? I mean, what you know about what you've been eating, how it agree with your body? Let's have some church up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I ate many, many years and all I was eating by was taste.
Yes, sir.
Oh, nobody want to talk to me in here.
That's right.
And if you're upset, you're just saying to me, bury me. Nobody dumb enough to say that, right?
No, sir.
So your health actually is in your hand.
Yes, amen.
Because I've seen too many scientific proof that if a person would watch what they're putting in their body, they won't have weight problem.
Yeah.
They won't have health problem.
Yes, sir.
They won't have lack of energy.
Yes, sir.
Now, this never been preaching the church too much.
No, sir.
At all.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the gentlemen, our church is going to need to hear that. Y'all going to need to preach this. Y'all going to need to preach it. Y'all going to need to do it and preach it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Or those people are not going to get delivered. I don't care how strong you think you are in anointing.
Yes, sir.
Your anointing ain't going to shipwreck them donuts. You're going to tell them stop. You're going to tell people they're killing themselves. We're going to have to let them know. That's why God had called his meeting, because God knew I'm bold enough to say it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care who don't come back.
Yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
This is your night.
Yes, sir.
You can change everything tonight.
Yes, sir.
You can change what your grandpa said, what your grandma said.
Yes.
It's what God is saying to you tonight.
Take
heed what you put in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much you lack it.
Yeah.
Buried too many good people, and I know they love the Lord. And then see, with the church try to do everything about prayer, but they won't pay attention. Come on, turn to it. Turn to Genesis. Yeah, we're going to read it again tonight. We read it last night. We're going to read it up in here.
Yes, sir.
Carl kept his menu, and we had the Carl. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every what?
Bird.
Barren what?
Jesus.
Now I know this is going to hurt. But do you see chicken in there anyway? How many have lost now? How many want your help?
Yes, sir.
And how many of y'all know medicine does not produce help? It can't, because it's tearing one thing down, but it's stopping something else, but it's killing something else.
Every time.
Herd barren seed was upon the face of it, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for me. And to it, and I ain't worried about no anointing right now.
Come on, sir.
I ain't worried about no hallelujah right now.
Yeah.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, I ain't worried about you feeling good right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel the spirit.
Yeah.
But you're still sick.
Yeah.
Won't you feel the spirit and get healed?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Right. See, here's what God told me. Satan can't put no sickness on your body without your cooperation.
Yes,
now you're not voluntarily cooperating because you think you don't have nothing to do with it, but you're doing it.
Right.
How many will be well?
Yes.
Totally well.
Totally well.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Study nutrition.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's studying it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I lay a hand on you, I'm anointed. I ain't laying a hand on you.
Yeah.
Because you got to learn the lesson. You got to you had enough hand laid on you since last week. So that's you need to know you got something to do with this, and it's not by feeling. I'm talking about faith tonight. I'm talking truth tonight, and God gonna back me up, no matter what you say, because God wants His people to know the truth. Y'all got to stop saying Hail Mary, glory be to the Father, and all that stuff, and they ain't going to do something. They ain't going to do a thing for you unless you wake up and start fighting for yourself and stop your flaky friend.
Yes, sir.
from condemning you for doing what's right.
Right. Yes, sir.
Constipation. High blood pressure. Diabetes. Also stomach. Pain. Everywhere. You eating something wrong?
Yes, sir.
You like it? See, now you got to be seasoned to do this. See, he ain't preaching. Yeah, I'm preaching. you can't, pastorally alone, you couldn't do this. Could you be worried about membership? I want every one of you all to live a full, long, satisfied life. And you can do it. You can do it. It's so much you can do. It's so many things you can learn. And be happy and have good taste and good health at the same time.
Yes, sir.
All right. How long will it be? I'm just closed now. You could y'all. And well, you see, you give the beast the same menu.
Yes, sir.
Specialists who had to turn from their own knowledge of medicine to the truth of nutrition. Your body is not designed for medicine. Your body is designed to live by nutrition.
Yes, sir. Yes. This is good, sir.
Give yourself 12 weeks of study under the right doctors and testing your body with plant-based and study the wide variety that is available to you and watch what happens. I have so many testimonies, my own personal life, testimony after testimony, how my body healed itself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Doctors want to do something else.
It can do it.
I had one doctor told me, let's go right now. I said, where's she? What, go right now, where? I knew that God had to go to college, but I just, you didn't get it. I knew his daughter had to go to college, but it ain't going with me.
Right. Yes, sir.
I think I had Martrell with me then. I said, Martrell, get my jacket. That been years ago.
Yes, sir.
Food did it. I took no medicine. After he said, I ain't took no medicine.
Uh-huh.
Another time I walked out a doctor, I walked out another doctor many years before that. Mm-hmm. They had all this little thing, just tubes, all that stuff. I look at Montreal. I said, get my clothes, man. Put my clothes on. He told me, he said, Mr. Tom, you might die. I said, bye. And y'all do exactly what a doctor tell you to do, but you won't listen to the prophet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll do exactly what they tell you to do. But now you're looking at me all funny. You ought to have some respect for this pulpit. You ought to respect for men and women of God who try to bring you where God wants you to be. You may not be to do it overnight, but fight for it anyway. Make some changes. When you ever see results, you're gonna be a preacher yourself.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
True.
Yes, sir.
Your breakthrough is on you right now.
Come on, Apostle.
I say your breakthrough is on you right now. Say my breakthrough is on me right now. I wrote something down I want to give you before I leave. Watch these statements. You can remain standing. I heard these statements. Health is the truth of me. Health is the truth of me. Now, you need to say that all through the day. Health is the truth of me. Healing is revealing the truth in me. The real me cannot be sick.
The real me cannot be sick.
It's the human self that gets sick. The divine you always manifests health. And I put down here, Satan cannot make you sick without your assistance by ignorance and rebellion. I just wish you'd hear my voice when you go to acting a fool. I just wish you God to show you a fly through there and say, look, apostle, flying right over here. I taught this some years back, and a man was in the store, one of my sons was in the store, and he had all kind of stuff. And he had the car and he got his package, you know, all this stuff. And my son walked up behind him. My God, this car and left. Left his package. I'm going to close. Get yourself together, is all I tell you. So in these meetings also, the Holy Spirit governs meeting. And ministers, listen to me. We're not yet to put a show on. Now, you've heard some things in here tonight that can change your health forever.
Yes, sir.
It's the real deal. It's the missing link. The missing link. All right, I've been in ministry almost 50 years, all right? So it's the missing link of knowing what's happening to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's not that you're not spiritual. It's not that you don't have faith. It's you're fighting against your own health.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How many of y'all read the label before you eat? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Don't lie now. Don't tell me not. Don't try to impress me. If you do, that's wonderful.
Yes, sir.
But what if you eat your label wrong and you still eat it? Nobody won't put their hand up for that one. What? I got to close, man. What generates sickness in my body?
Come on.
What produces sickness? What caused my kidney and my liver to mess up? It's something you're eating. Now you from the pharmaceutical school?
Yeah.
And I got somebody, any nurses in here? Nurses? Any nurses working in the hospital or something? Any nurses, doctors in here? No. Yeah. All right, I'll see you later over there. You see it every, all the time. People sick. And 9 out of 10 of them Christian. It's a little simple change you have to make. You got to fight to do it. Because society is just, let me just say it, black folks.
Yeah.
Let me just tell the truth up here.
Now,
I know all folks do it, but black folks.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're not supposed to eat a blackened steak off a grill. That black on is poison.
Yes, sir.
And you eat it, talking about hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hi, do you? And don't be so sad. Do your homework. Don't be so sad. There's a lot of good things you can eat, children.
Yes, sir.
And you might not do it overnight. You're not going to do it until you get knowledge. This service is not going to get it for you. You got to study yourself. Once you sit and study and see all this stuff, and then you take a hold of it and have manifestation in your own body.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm being an apostle tonight, partner.
Yes,
I'm not caring. I'm just not caring. I love you.
Yep.
And I want you to have it. And I know I could preach and skip this part, and you'll never get out.
That's right.
This the part he want me to put out.
Right.
Yes, sir. That you can, and see, and they got a lot of, let me close, they got a lot of fads out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's only commercial.
Yes.
And they say they got the real thing for you.
Uh-huh.
And they're selling all kinds of supplements.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And they say they got it for you, and they close to the real thing,
close.
But they say you can have this too.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to pick the people you're gonna follow.
That's right.
I know these women. Y'all done been on a lot of diet and different stuff, right? Women, talk to me. Y'all done been on that, and then you lose some weight, but then the weight come right back on. Let's settle this thing.
Yes, sir.
You don't even have to count calories if you eat right. Eat all you want.
Yes, sir.
Just eat right.
Yes, sir.
Just eat right.
Yes, sir.
Old Baptist hymn said, hush, hush, somebody calling my name. Oh, hush, hush, somebody calling my name. You better answer up. I want y'all to do a study. Y'all got the internet and all that. Give me some of them guys' names. Give me the son and his daddy. His daddy was a heart specialist. His last name started with an E. How you say it? Esselstyn. Tim Esselstyn and his father. Rip Epperson. Just listen to them. Just listen to them. Who else? Well, I gave you Carnage already, didn't I? Just listen to these people. Some of these people at deathbed, doctors. They know the medical world. They're doctors. But their mama got sick or somebody got sick, and they went to plant-based eating. All right. I'm trying to close, but all right.
Take your time.
All right. Where you heard this in church at?
Nowhere.
So how you going to know it?
Right.
See, you can't preach this popular.
Right.
You can't be popular.
Uh-huh.
So I ain't worried about being popular.
Right.
I want you to live long.
Yes, sir.
And strong.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to fight for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, I'm talking about 15 years of study, and I'm talking about going on and coming back out. Going on, I'm on 1 week, back out there the next week. So you just got to keep working it.
Yes, sir.
Until you finally come to your senses.
Right, right.
Yes, sir.
I wish the next time you put something in your mouth, a stupid bell will go, yap, 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 something stupid, something stupid. Lift your hand. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is an assignment you've given me, Lord. But I'm thankful for your precious people that traveled from out of town and flew in here and come in here to be here. My sons and daughters are here. We thank you so much tonight. We praise you and glorify you.